And whenever there's a transfer of power after a U.S. election, it reverberates throughout industry. We've spoken about the impact President-elect Trump might have on healthcare. Our partners at Stat have taken a look at one slice, pharmaceuticals. Ed Silverman is senior writer for Stat, the National Health and Medicine publication. He joins us by Skype. And Ed, you cite a line on Donald Trump's healthcare page on the Transition website, reform the FDA. That's, of course, the agency drugs have to go through to get to consumers. So what might Trump do?
One caveat we have to issue in discussing any potential Trump policy right now is that everything is subject to change. With that said, the implication is that Trump and his team would like to take steps that would somehow require the FDA to move faster when it comes to approving drugs and medical devices. The policy doesn't say how it would accomplish that, doesn't provide any insight, but by virtue of using the word reform, that's sort of a hot button clue right there, because there's been efforts by Republicans for the past couple of years to do something of that sort themselves.
Well, and there's a bill stalled in the Senate. So what are the concerns? I mean, what might the pushback be?
Well, there's been concerns raised all along, starting with a House bill called 21st Century Cures, that certain provisions would lower the bar, if you will, for approving drugs, so that instead of using a certain gold standard type of clinical trial to test a medicine or a device for a specific use and make sure that it does the job, there'd be a slightly easier litmus test to pass.
Yeah.
And that raises questions about not just effectiveness, but safety.
Yeah. Well, what about drug cost? There had been a push to allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices to try to lower them, also allowing Americans to import medicines because they're cheaper. If you cross the border, go into Canada for them. That seems unlikely in a Trump administration, but how might he address costs?
Well, it's not clear exactly which direction he'll head. However, since I wrote my column, the Trump team did issue another page on its website noting it would look to allow Americans to import drugs. It didn't quite say it that way, but if you read it closely, that's the impression you can get. Trump has voiced support for that on occasion. That doesn't mean it'll happen, because for the most part, the Republicans are against it. And if you look behind the Republicans, you find the pharmaceutical industry has lobbied vociferously against that. And you also have the FDA, which has expressed concern that importation would allow counterfeits to come into the country more easily.
And Ed, finally, tax reform. There's a Trump plan that's been floating around to allow companies to bring their money back that they've parked overseas because of the high tax rate or a tax rate they see as high. In the case of the pharmaceutical industry, that's about $120 billion that's stashed overseas to avoid taxes. Would that money go into research and development?
Good question. And it could be more than $120 billion, because that figure pertains only to fewer than a dozen companies. The drug companies will be motivated first to make sure investors are happy, and they could do that a couple of ways. They could buy back shares, or they could raise dividends. Whether it goes to R&D or how much of it goes to R&D, that's going to be a company by company decision, obviously, but it's certainly no guarantee that we're going to see those billions of dollars automatically be earmarked for new discovery, new inventions. That would be nice, but it's hard to know at this point whether that kind of outcome is really going to happen.
Ed Silverman, PharmaLot columnist, senior writer at Stat. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.